Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very well, and you? I hear we have a full house.
We do.
You do have a full house, indeed. Good to hear your voice again. I've missed these interesting topics, Sarah.
Well, this one is, let's say, unexpected. No one thinks about Stats SA. And I actually want to give credit to my colleague Gabriel Krauser, who wrote an article for our Daily Friend online portal about Stats SA. And as you'll gather, the heading is Save Stats SA, not SAA.
Why should we be responsible for saving anything? Why isn't the government funding this?
Well, it should be funding this, and it's not. But the extension, its threat lies in the threat of most things at the moment, and that's COVID-19.
Sure.
But the threat to Stats SA actually lies far further back, as one might expect, as with most things in this country at the moment. Essentially, Stats SA was really one of our world-class institutions. It was called the, quote, the fact finder of the nation, close quote. But according to Dr. Pali Lehochla, the former statistician general, Stats SA has been reduced to, quote, the blind that should lead the lame. And this is essentially because they've been less and less funded. For example, this year they certainly didn't have the funds to run what was going to be the income and expenditure survey and living conditions survey. But obviously one can blame COVID on that. But the problem is, and you get a sense of how bad the funding issue is, according to Professor David Everett, chairperson of Stats SA, of the Stats SA Council, he said in February, now remember this is before COVID, that one in every five posts at Stats SA lies vacant as a result of a freeze on appointments and promotions. And he said that if this continued, the council would withdraw its support for official statistics and resign. Now that's quite a comment to make, and it really is because that if Stats SA cannot fulfill its mandate, it is the guardian of the statistics of everything that is happening in this country, and those statistics inform what the government should or should not do, what it needs to or does not need to do. And if that information is out of date or wrong for any reason, it is of very little value whatsoever. And what will happen then is, I mean, the private sector relies considerably on Stats SA for information, and more the information is going to have to come from the private sector, and it's quite an onerous and expensive task to fulfill. And just to give you an idea of it, there was what was supposed to be, it's November 2019 report on inequality trends in South Africa, a multidimensional diagnostic of inequality, dealt with income and expenditure data from 2015. And they were supposed to have been based on research done in 2018, 2019. Now, if your data is still saying that as of 2015, you know, whites earn more than blacks on average, say, if that's not right, you're basing everything, and including some fairly unpleasant comments from members of parliament, on a fallacy. And certainly our understanding is that those figures have changed considerably. White incomes on average have been diminishing, and black incomes in the higher brackets have been increasing. The lower level is a different thing. And what's increasingly happened is that the growing inequality that they talk of has nothing to do with the white population, but in fact the difference between what the upper section of the black population and the poor, it's that gap is widening, and that is what is creating the growing inequality. So it allows essentially the government to make a political capital out of something that just doesn't exist anymore. It's changed completely. But Stats SA is underfunded and understaffed.
More than that, it wouldn't suit their narrative. I mean, it actually.
Of course.
Wow, what an interesting viewpoint, Sarah.
What an indictment.
So, it's really, so, as Gabriel's saying, and who could disagree with him, forget SAA, take some of the money onto SAA, which we don't need, and plump up stats. Now, of course, the two problems if you don't do this, and the one is that if our stats become unreliable, the information that we pass on to the outside world will be disregarded more and more, and that's not good for our reputation or our status in the world.